Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Ann Cochran, Health Navigator and Public Information Officer with the Dallas County Health Department, and we are talking about the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
So the first question that I have here for you is, what is Dallas County Health Department currently doing to curb the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic?
That's a good question, because a lot of the spread happens through people talking to one another close up, and the fact that people have been encouraged to do physical distancing is a big message of public health right now. One of the things people can do is, if you need to go to the store for those necessary items such as groceries, food, and other supplies, we encourage you to, as you shop, stay about the distance of two carts away from other shoppers. And then also in line, be it in line at the grocery store, or perhaps you have ordered food from a restaurant and you go to pick it up, try to stay 6 feet away from the other persons there at the business.
For sure. So yeah, that's what you've been hearing a lot with the physical distancing. Now, Dallas County is, last I checked, fourth in the state in positive cases, kind of on that second tier after the big counties. Does that concern you at all with public health, that Dallas County is kind of on that second tier of cases?
It's concerning that we have people that have tested positive. We certainly don't want people to have that disease. However, it is logical that we would have a certain number of cases because of our proximity to Polk County and the fact that residents of Dallas County include quite a few who have essential occupations in Polk County. And so they're going into Des Moines or the western suburbs every day. And of course, actually, some of the western suburbs spill over into Dallas County.
For sure. So that definitely makes sense. Now, what sort of guidance and support have you received on the local level from the state and federal governments?
Well, we are depending on both the CDC and the Iowa Department of Public Health for excellent information. And both of the websites for CDC and IDPH are very good for the public to visit for accurate, up-to-date information. And for just general information, we encourage people who live in Dallas County to dial 211, because even though the office itself is in Des Moines, they do serve Dallas County residents as well, and they have information that would be applicable to residents of Dallas County.
Absolutely. Now, let's kind of flip the script here and talk about what the public can do to help your efforts, specifically with things like donations and that sort of thing.
Sure. One of the things that people can consider is donations to the food banks. There are many folks who don't typically use a food pantry or the free lunches that children can have right now. And so either calling and asking what specifically they need, or maybe better, donating cash would be very helpful. So those two things. Other things that we have encouraged people to do is to volunteer in a remote type of way. So call the United Way and say, are there volunteer positions that I could do from my home? Things that I could do calling people or do on the computer. And then also, we just encourage people to go ahead and step up personally and to check on those that they think may need some social support. So give a phone call to someone who is perhaps isolated.
For sure. Now, that kind of segues into my next question, which has to do with the mental health issues that have to do with the COVID-19 pandemic, because self-isolation is what's best, but it's not exactly the easiest thing for some people, correct?
You're right. There's the potential for a lot of feelings of isolation in a negative way. People feeling lonely versus just alone. And for that reason, we're beginning to change just a little of the way we describe that. Rather than saying social distancing, we're emphasizing physical distancing. So please don't think that the distancing means that you're not supposed to reach out to other people. There are many ways that you can interact with others and support them by phone or email, social media, even writing an old-fashioned letter to someone could be kind of a fun thing for them to get in the mail right now. And then certainly if you're feeling depressed or if you have a history of depression or anxiety, we encourage you to contact your primary provider, or if you have a mental health counselor already, make a phone call and just let them know how you're feeling, and they may be able to deliver assistance through telehealth.
All right. Now, what are some of the latest recommendations from both the CDC and public health as far as prevention? You mentioned the physical distancing, but what are some of the other current recommendations?
Well, just really a continuation of what we've been hearing many, many times, although it's working if everyone does it, the social distancing, but also wash your hands. People, I think, are doing that better from what we hear, that soap is flying out of the grocery store, so that's a good thing. We want people to wash their hands, and we want you to remember that germs can enter your body, mouth, and nose, so people are concerned with masks, but germs can also enter through your eyes, so try not to rub your eyes when you're out in public. Wait until you go home and wash your hands to do anything like that.
All right. One last question I have for you today. For those that are unaware, what are some of the signs and symptoms that a person might have COVID-19, and what's the treatment for those individuals?
The most prominent are a fever, and by fever they define it as 100.4 degrees as a fever, and then also coughing. It is a respiratory disease, so there would be coughing. Some people have sneezing, but that's not necessarily limited just to the COVID-19 infection. So that could, if you're sneezing a lot and have watery eyes and so forth, it may be either the flu or seasonal allergies. But a fever is definitely something to pay attention to.
All right, and then as far as the treatment options?
You know, it's very similar to having the flu. Most of the time when you or I would get the flu, the recommendation is stay home, hunker down, drink plenty of fluids. If it's the advice of your primary physician, take some acetaminophen for the fever and just stay away from people.
All right. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
We encourage people when it's pleasant outside like it is today to go on outside, get out on the sidewalks and trails. The parks are open. Go fishing, anything you can think to do that you don't have to be right on top of someone. Right now, a pickup game of basketball isn't the best thing because that's something that you're close to others, but there's lots of things you can do, everything from biking to whatever, that you can be appropriately apart from other people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.